今天咱们这个内容呢，是来聊一聊追觅科技。
Today, we're going to talk about Chase Me Tech.
以及他们的创始人于浩。
And their founder, Hao.
Well,
被大家拿来跟马斯克做比较。
Being compared to Musk.
甚至说有可能会成为下一个结合了特斯拉、SpaceX、苹果和英伟达这样的一个科技帝国。
Even said that it has the potential to become the next tech empire like Tesla, Apple, and Nvidia, combining their strengths.
跨硬件、AI、具身智能、航天还有能源这几个领域的一个企业。
A company that spans the hardware, AI, and robotics industries, as well as the energy sector.
错。
Right.
这个话题确实很有意思。
This topic is indeed interesting.
那我们就直接开始今天的讨论吧。
Then let's start our discussion right away.
咱们先来说说。
Let's start by discussing.
就是如果追觅真的走通了。
If the pursuit truly succeeds.
现在这条看起来非常激进的扩张和营销的道路。
This aggressive expansion and marketing path looks very promising. Well,
它会给全球的科技产业带来一个什么样的新格局？
What kind of new landscape will it bring to the global technology industry?
如果追觅真的能够成功的话，
If the pursuit is truly successful,
它会成为全球第一个硬件加 AI 加具身智能加航天加能源的这种全战式的科技帝国。
It will become the world's first technology empire that combines hardware, AI, giant robots, space, and energy.
没错。
Right?
就它不再是一个简单的家电企业了。
It's no longer just a simple appliance company.
它会彻底的刷新整个世界对于科技行业版图的想象。
It will completely revolutionize the entire world's imagination of the technological industry landscape.
然后于浩本人也会成为可以跟马斯克相提并论那种顶级的科技巨头。
Then Hao would also become a top-tier tech giant who could be compared to Musk.
这么说
That's what I mean.
追觅要走的并不是简单的规模扩张。
The key to success is not just about expanding the scale,
而是要彻底的革新产业的边界。
Instead, we need to completely revolutionize the boundaries of the industry.
Yeah.
Oh?
对。
Okay.
而且他的目标是要打破家电。
And his goal is to break the appliance.
汽车。
Cars.
机器人。
Robots.
航天、芯片、
aerospace chips，
这些行业之间的壁垒
，these barriers between industries，
然后去重新定义整个科技企业能够达到的高度
，then redefine the highest level that a technology company can achieve。
嗯
，OK，
嗯，
就他这种野心，其实在全球范围内都是非常非常少见的。
People like him are very rare in the world。
那咱们来展开聊一下追觅。
So, let's talk about the pursuit of a lover.
如果成功了
If successful,
未来的图景到底是什么样？
What is the future like?
比如说，它的市值、营收会达到一个什么样的水平？
For example, what level of market capitalization and revenue will it reach?
会在全球的科技企业当中处于一个什么样的位置？
What position will it hold in the global technology companies?
于浩他自己其实是有讲过他
Regarding Yu Hao, he himself has also spoken about it.
希望能够在二十年之内打造一个百万亿美元的生态
He hopes to create a $100 billion ecosystem within 20 years.
然后现实一点的路径是他
Then a more realistic path is
希望到2028年的时候能
He hopes that by 2028
能做到1万亿人民币的营收市值做
Achieve a revenue valuation of 1 trillion RMB
到2到3万亿人民币
Achieve 2 to 3 trillion yuan
这个其实就已经跟现在的特斯拉差不多了
This is actually already similar to Tesla now
听起来已经很夸张了
It sounds like it's already outrageous.
但是后面的数字更夸张
了，是吗？
But the later numbers are even more exaggerated, right?
对啊。
Yes.
2030年的时候
By 2030.
它的目标是3万亿的营收，市值做到8到10万亿。
His goal is to achieve a revenue of 30 billion with a target of 80 to 100 billion.
那就已经超过苹果了。
That's already beyond Apple.
然后到2035年。
Then in 2035.
他的目标是营收做到10万亿以上，市值做到30到50万亿。
His goal is to achieve revenue of over 10 trillion and a market capitalization of 30 to 50 trillion.
就成为全球第一大科技公司。
To become the world's largest technology company.
这个体量不光是超过了现在的马斯克旗下的所有的公司的总和。
This entity is not only greater than the sum of all of Musk's current companies. Okay?
甚至是相当于差不多25个苹果。
It's equivalent to about 25 apples.
现在的市值，如果真的做到了这个体量的话
，If the market capitalization truly reaches this level,
那追觅的业务范围会拓展到哪些新的领域
？What new areas will the business scope of the undercover agent expand to?
然后他的这些主要的业务在全球会处于一个什么样的地位？
Then, what is the position of its main businesses in the world?
就是追觅它的这个布局会是所谓的人、车、家、天地、心六个维度。
The layout of pursuing the target will be the six dimensions of human, vehicle, and the environment.
首先第一个就是清洁和家电领域。
The first one is in the field of cleaning and appliances.
它会做到全球的绝对垄断。
It will achieve absolute monopoly globally.
就无论是扫地机还是洗地机。
Whether it's a vacuum cleaner or a floor scrubber.
还是割草机器人。
Still a lawnmower.
它的市占率都会超过 50%.
Its market share will exceed 50%.
在高端市场甚至会超过 70%.
It can reach up to 70% in the high-end market.
毛利率会做到 45% to 50%.
The profit margin can reach 45% to 50%.
这个是远远高于戴森和科沃斯的。
This is far beyond Dyson and Koch.
然后大家电领域它也会跻身全球前三，高端产品的价格会比西门子和博士还要高。
And in the power industry, it will also be among the top three high-end products, and its price will be higher than that of Siemens and Bosch.
这也太夸张了吧
！This is too outrageous.
那除了这些，其他的领域追觅也会有这么强的竞争力吗
？Besides these fields, the other fields also have such strong competitiveness.
当然了。
Of course,
比如说在汽车领域
For example, in the automotive industry,
它的目标是要做到中国第一
Its goal is to achieve the first place in China.
全球前三
Top three globally. Well,
它会在2027年推出超跑，性能是要超过布加迪的
It will launch supercars with performance exceeding Bugatti in 2027.
然后到2030年
Then in 2030.
它要做到年销500万辆
It needs to achieve a sales volume of 5 million vehicles per year.
这个时候它的毛利率也是会超过特斯拉中国的。
At this time, its profit margin will also exceed that of Tesla in China.
然后它的自动驾驶的上车量会超过1000万。
Then its self-driving car sales will exceed 10 million.
成为全球最大的自动驾驶方案商之一。
To become one of the largest global providers of autonomous driving solutions.
原来连自动驾驶也做得这么大。
It turns out that even autonomous driving is so big.
那其他领域呢
？What about other fields?
还有在人形机器人和具身智能领域。
In the field of humanoid robots and giant intelligent beings.
它会是全球第一个真正实现商用化的。
It will be the first one to be truly commercially available worldwide.
到2030年。
By 2030.
它的目标是年销百万台。魔法原子人形机器人会走进千家万户和工厂。
Its goal is to sell 1 million units of magic atomic humanoid robots per year, which will enter thousands of households and factories.
然后在航天领域
，In the field of aerospace,
它会成为中国民营航天的第一名。
It will be the first private space company in China.
可回收火箭的发射成本会是 SpaceX 的一半。
The launch cost of reusable rockets will be half of that of SpaceX.
2030年也会推出飞行汽车。
In 2030, flying cars will also be launched.
在低空经济领域去抢占万亿级的市场。
To seize a $1 trillion market in the low altitude economy.
最后，芯片和 AI 领域。
Finally, in the fields of chips and AI,
他也会做到自研自用。
He will also be able to do self-research and self-use.
然后对外供货 ，AI 大模型也会是全球领先的。
And when supplying AI large models externally, they will also be a global leader.
就服务于机器人
，serving robots,
汽车和工业等多个领域。
Automotive and industrial fields.
哇
，loud，
这么全面的布局真的是让人瞠目结舌啊
！This comprehensive layout is truly astonishing.
那如果追觅真的获得了巨大的成功
？What if the pursuit of honey truly achieved a significant transformation？
于浩本人的形象和这个企业的品牌会有一个什么样的转变？
What kind of transformation will occur in how you use personal image and the company's brand?
其实现在外界对于于浩和追觅的评价还是有很多质疑的。
In fact, there are many criticisms from the outside world regarding how and chasing after women.
比如说什么浮夸呀。
For example, saying things like exaggerated or over the top.
吹牛啊。
Bluffing,
贾跃亭第二啊，等等。
Jay Chou second, wait a minute.
但如果追觅真的能够达到他的目标的话
，But if the pursuit of the target is truly able to achieve its goal,
那于浩肯定会被推崇为中国的马斯克，是全球顶流的科技偶像，年轻人的精神领袖。
But Hal will definitely be hailed as the Chinese Musk is the global top-tier tech idol, the spiritual leader of young people.
然后他的演讲也会一票难求。
Then his speeches will be in high demand.
他在抖音和推特这些平台上面的粉丝也会过亿。
He has over 100 million fans on platforms like Douyin and Twitter.
没想到争议反而成为了他品牌成长的一个燃料。
Unexpectedly, the controversy became a fuel for the growth of his brand.
这其实就是他们的一个营销逻辑。
This is actually their marketing logic.
就是通过这种极端的言论去激起讨论。
This is achieved through extreme rhetoric in machine discussions.
然后把免费的流量转化成全球的认知。
And convert the free traffic into global awareness.Well,
把自己和马斯克、乔布斯放在同一个神坛上面。
Putting yourself and Musk on the same level as Jobs.
同时，他也会用这种方式去筛选出最忠诚的用户。
At the same time, he would also use this method to identify the most loyal users.
吓退那些摇摆不定的质疑者。
Discourage those who are wavering. Well,
那我有一个问题啊。
I have a question.
就是追觅
Chase the prey.
如果真的获得了巨大的成功
If you really achieve great success,
他们的团队管理和企业文化会发生哪些变化
What changes will their team management and corporate culture undergo?
会对全球的科技行业有哪些冲击
What impact will it have on the global technology industry?
于浩其实是有一个非常大胆的设想的。
于浩 actually had a very bold idea.
他希望到2028年的时候
He hopes that by 2028,
把公司的员工数量扩充到20万
expand the company's employee number to 200,000.
然后每天要能够产出6万条内容。
Then you need to be able to produce 6,000 pieces of content every day.
这个内容能够带来600亿次的曝光。
This content can bring about 6 billion views.
相当于可以触达全球一半的人口。
Oh.
This is equivalent to reaching half the world's population.
原来他们不仅仅是在做产品。
They were not just making products.
他们是要把整个公司变成一个全球性的媒体平台啊。
They are trying to turn the entire company into a global media platform.
是啊。
Yes.
然后他们的企业文化也是非常有特点的。
Then their corporate culture is also very distinctive.
是极客精神。
It's the spirit of the geek.
加上狼性。
And wolfishness.
再加上一种近乎宗教式的绝对崇拜。
And also a near religious form of absolute worship.
他们内部都把自己叫做追觅教。
They all call themselves the followers of the secret. Well,
所以他们的员工忠诚度是非常高的。
Therefore, their employees have very high loyalty.
这样的一个组织和文化
Such an organization and culture.
一旦成型的话
Once it is formed,
是可以彻底的颠覆传统科技巨头的那种影响力的格局的。
This is a pattern that can completely overturn the influence of traditional tech giants.
如果追觅
If you are chasing,
真的能够获得巨大的成功
Truly achieve great success,
它的这个资本结构和投资回报会发生哪些天翻地覆的变化？
What kind of dramatic changes will his capital structure and investment returns undergo?
首先就是早期的投资人。
First, there are the early investors.
比如说小米、顺为他们。
For example, Xiaomi, Shunwei.
他们一开始投的那一笔钱是有一个对赌和兜底条款的。
Initially, the money they invested had a clause that involved betting and a floor price.
就是他们可以以28亿的价格进行回购。
They can sell it for 28 million.
但是如果他们选择继续持有股份的话
However, if they choose to continue holding shares,
他们的回报是可以超过100倍的。
Their returns can exceed 100 times.
哇。
Well,
那这个回报简直就是一个神话了。
That return is simply a miracle.
对，
那地方国资的收益是不是也会非常惊人
？Will the profits of the state-owned enterprises in that place be very impressive？
对
，Okay。
地方国资现在虽然外界很多人在嘲笑
，Now the local state-owned enterprises are often ridiculed by outsiders。
他们是冤大头
，They are the losers。
但是如果追觅真的成功了的话。
However, if the pursuit is truly successful,
他们的 DPI 是可以做到5到10倍的。
Their DPI can be 5 to 10 times higher.
就全国都会来学习他们的这个追觅模式。
People from all over the country come here to learn their tracking method.
然后他们计划是在2027到2028年的时候。
Then they planned to do it between 2027 and 2028.
在港股、A 股和纳斯达克三地同时上市。
Listed on the Hong Kong Stock Exchange, A-share, and Nasdaq.
然后预计的募资规模是超过500亿。
The expected fundraising amount is over 5 billion.
到时候可能会成为全球最大的科技 IPO 之一。
It is expected to become one of the largest tech IPOs in the world.
哎
，Now,
那下面我们来讨论一下。
Now, let's discuss the following.
追觅和马斯克到底有哪些惊人的相似之处
？What are the surprising similarities between Elon Musk and the mysterious figure known as the Tracker? Well,
他们在个人特质、技术追求、行业布局上面有哪些如出一辙的地方？
What are the commonalities in their approaches to personal traits, technical skills, and industry positioning?
首先就是他们两个人都有那种让人瞠目结舌的野心。
First, both of them have a truly astonishing ambition.
然后讲话也非常的夸张。
Then, the speech was also very exaggerated.
比如说马斯克他会讲什么要移民火星。
For example, Musk will talk about building a space camp.
要搞脑机接口啊之类的。
Let's get into brain-computer interfaces or something like that.
那于浩这边也是啊。
That's also the case on Yuhuo's side.
他会讲什么要做百万亿的公司。
What will he say about building a company worth $1 trillion?
三年做到万亿营收，五年要成为世界首富。
3 years to achieve a revenue of $10 billion, and 5 years to become the world's richest.
之类的话。
These things.
所以他们两个人都经常会被网友们骂。
However, both of them are often scolded by netizens.
说是吹牛，疯子。
They say he's a madman.
甚至是骗子。
Even scammers.
嗯。
Well.
就马斯克早年的时候。
About Musk in his early years.
不是也被人家说是 PPT 造车吗？
Isn't PPT also being said to be a car-making company?
说他注定要破产。
He said he was destined to go bankrupt.
然后于浩这边也是。
Then on Hao's side as well.
现在经常会被人家说是贾跃亭 2.0。
Now he is often called J2 2.0.
说他就是搞浮夸。
He is exaggerating.
营销、圈钱等等之类的。
Making money in the marketing field, etc.
确实，他们两个人都很会制造话题。
Indeed, both of them are very good at creating topics.
也都很会吸引争议。
They are also very good at attracting controversy.
没错。
Right?
他们两个人还有一个共同点。
They both have one thing in common.
就是他们都是技术极客。
They are all cross-disciplinary.
然后都坚持硬核的自研路线。
In recent years, they have consistently insisted on developing their own core technologies.
马斯克那边是在搞电池、电机。
Musk and others are focusing on battery motors.
算法、火箭回收这些东西。
Algorithm rockets.
然后于浩这边也是在搞25万转的。
Meanwhile, Hao was also trying to reach 25,000 turns.
马达、AI 算法、仿生机械臂、自研芯片这些东西。
嗯。
嗯。
Motor, mass algorithm, self-developed chips, these things, huh.
而且他们都喜欢跨界颠覆。
And they all like to do cross-border and disruptive things.
马斯克是横跨了汽车、航天、AI、社交这些领域吗？
Musk is involved in cars, space travel, AI, and social media.
那于浩这边也是一口气布局了清洁家电。
In addition, Yu Hao also planned to develop cleaning appliances.
汽车。
Cars.
人形机器人。
Humanoid robots.
航天、芯片，这么多赛道。
There are so many aerospace chip tracks.
这么说的话。
That said,
他们两个人在吸引关注。
The two of them were trying to attract attention.
获取资源以及早期融资上面是不是也有类似的做法？
Are there similar practices in obtaining resources and early funding?
他们都是非常善于用争议去换取流量。
They are all very good at using controversy to gain traffic.
然后再用流量去换取资源。
Then use the traffic to exchange for resources.
换取发展的时间。
To gain time for development.
比如说马斯克。
For example, Musk.
他就是经常靠被骂。
He is always relying on being scolded.
然后上热搜。
Then go viral.
然后就获得了全球的关注。
Then it gained global attention.
那于浩这边也是靠全员自媒体。
That's also due to the full-scale self-media efforts on the YouTuber side.
然后加上一些非常大胆的言论。
Then add some very bold statements.
就获得了这种零成本的一级曝光。
This resulted in a zero-cost first-level exposure.
而且他们在早期的时候。
And also, they were in the early stages.
其实都是很难获得传统 VC 的青睐的。
In fact, they are all very difficult to gain the favor of traditional VCs.
所以马斯克当时主要是靠自己的钱。
So, Musk was mainly relying on his own money.
加上一些小众资本的支持。
With the support of some niche capital.
那余浩这边也是主要是靠地方国资、老股回购以及生态基金给他续命。
了解了。
On the other hand, Yuhao's lifeline mainly relied on the repurchase of local state-owned shares and the ecological fund.
那余浩和马斯克
But how and Musk?
他们两个人在成长的环境
The two of them grew up in different environments.
资金的来源以及面对的监管上面到底有哪些根本性的不同？
What are the fundamental differences in terms of funding sources and the regulatory environment?
马斯克他背后的支撑是美国的体系，美元的资本。
The support behind Musk is the American system, the capital of the U.S. dollar.
然后他可以吸引全球最顶尖的人才。
Then he can attract the most talented people from all over the world.
而且他基本上没有什么成长的天花板。
And he basically has no ceiling for growth.
但是余浩这边的话
However, how Yu's words were,
他更多的是依托于中国的这个土壤。
Is more reliant on the soil of China.
然后国资是他主要的一个资金支柱。
Then state-owned enterprises are its main source of funding.
虽然他的市场是面向全球的。
Although its market is aimed at the global,
但是它在国内还是会面临比较严格的监管和政策的约束。
However, it still faces relatively strict regulations and policy constraints domestically.
那这些差异会影响他们最终取得成功的方式吗？
Will these differences affect the way they ultimately succeed?
其实他们成功的底层逻辑是一样的。
In fact, their success has the same underlying logic.
就是用极度的野心加上硬核的技术。
It's about having extreme ambition combined with hardcore business acumen.
再加上非常炸裂的营销。
Plus very explosive marketing.
去一次次的打破大家的认知。
Break people's preconceived notions one by one. Well,
然后最后用事实去回击所有的质疑。
Then refute all the doubts with facts.
好的。
Okay.
然后我们下一个话题就来谈一下。
Then we'll move on to the next topic and discuss it.
追觅如果想要获得巨大成功。
In addition to the external factors that affect them.
必须要满足哪些前提条件。
What conditions must be met?
对吧？
Right. Well,
首先就是技术层面和资金层面有哪些关键的节点是绝对不能出错的。
First, what are the key nodes in terms of technology and funding that absolutely cannot be missed?
第一个就是他们在核心技术上面必须要不断的实现突破。
The first one is that they must constantly achieve breakthroughs in core technologies.
就是马达、算法、芯片
Motor algorithm chips
机器人、自动驾驶这几个领域
Robotics and autonomous driving
每一步都得是实实在在的落地
Every step must be real and tangible
而不是停留在 PPT 上
Instead of just staying on PPT Face
对
Okay
第二个就是他们的现金流绝对不能断烧钱的速度必须是可控的。
The second point is that their cash flow must not be able to stop burning at a controllable speed.
这就要求他们的清洁家电业务能够持续地保持 45% 以上的高毛利率。
This requires their cleaning appliance business to maintain a consistent gross profit margin of over 45%.
每年能够拿出50到100亿的利润。
Every year, we can generate profits of 50 to 100 billion.
去支持他们的新业务。
To support their new business.
除了技术和资金之外。
In addition to technology and funding,
还有哪些外部因素是会成为他们成败的关键？
What other external factors could be crucial for their establishment?
一个就是国资必须要持续地支持他。
One is that state-owned enterprises must continue to be supported.
就是不能中途撤资。
They absolutely cannot withdraw their funds midway.
不能去严查他们，不能去追究他们的责任。
They cannot be investigated or held accountable.
就中纪委和国资委必须要认可他们的这种操作。
In order for the Central Commission for Discipline Inspection and the State-Owned Enterprise Commission to recognize their operations.
然后继续给他们书写1到2年。
Then continue to have them write for 1 to 2 years. Well...
另外一个就是他们必须要靠一个现象级的爆款产品去扭转外界的舆论。
Another one is that they have to rely on a blockbuster product to reverse public opinion.
就比如说他们的汽车或者机器人突然之间爆红。
For example, their cars or robots suddenly become popular.
那这个时候媒体和大众才会彻底的转变态度。
At this time, the media and the public will completely change their attitude.
开始把俞浩捧成天才。
Start to praise Yu Hao as a genius.
中国的马斯克，
明白了。
I understand the Chinese Musk.
那我们最后来总结一下。
So, let's summarize the main points.
就是现在大家对俞浩的评价和他如果真的取得了巨大的成功之后，
Now, everyone is evaluating Hao and his potential success.
大家对他的评价会有哪些天翻地覆的变化？
What kind of dramatic changes in opinion will people have about him?
现在大家对俞浩的评价
Now, everyone's evaluation of Hao.
就是说他吹牛、浮夸、圈
That is, he is bragging and exaggerating to make money.
钱贾跃亭第二
Jack Ma
但是如果他真的成功了的话
But if he really succeeded
大家就会说他是中国商业史上最伟大的疯子
Everyone will say he is the greatest madman in Chinese business history
他比马斯克还要激进
He is more radical than Musk
还要有想象力
Still have imagination
他用10年的时间就完成了
He completed it in 10 years
别人可能100年都完成不了的事情。
What others might take 100 years to accomplish.
他彻底地刷新了中国制造的极限。
He completely revolutionized the limits of Chinese manufacturing.
对。
Okay.
今天我们一起畅想了追觅科技。
Today we brainstormed about Chase Tech.
如果真的能够实现这个宏伟的蓝图。
If this grand plan can really be realized,
它会怎么样彻底地改变全球科技行业的格局?
How will it completely change the global technology industry landscape?
然后也会让俞浩成为一个传奇人物。
Then he will also become a legendary figure. Well,
那这期节目咱们就到这里了。
That's all for this episode.
感谢大家的收听。
Thank you for listening.
咱们下次再见。
See you next time.
拜拜。
拜拜。
Bye bye bye.